This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. A lot of things going on. First of all, what we have going on right now, just a special announcement. Again, we're trying to cooperate with Sheriff Corey Honey of the Butte County Sheriff's Department because what we're witnessing right now, and we'll be traveling up to Butte County a little bit later on this afternoon and getting some news and information to you directly, trying to make that press conference later this afternoon. But so far, missing persons, the actual number that they have for welfare check cases and so on, is 1,514 cases that come up for missing people. They've solved, they say, to as of last night, 231 cases. They still have a long ways to go, but I've got three numbers for you here. I'm going to read you some other pertinent information. Right now, they've got 13 coroner search teams in the area looking for bodies. Most fires require one, maybe, but now we have 13. It's up from 8 to 10 to now 13. They've got two anthropological search teams. They've got 150 specialized searchers on the ground. They've got some other teams. They've got two portable morgues and mortuary teams that have been brought in by the U.S. military. They've got cadaver dogs on the way and will be there today, from what we understand, a rapid DNA system. The numbers went up to 42, which is the largest so far. That's the largest. It's the largest number of people killed in a scenario such as this in the nation's history. So that's what's going on. The numbers that are really important for you to follow and report in. If you are a missing person or people that you know or you're concerned with, 530-538-6570 is the first number. That's 530-538-6570. The next number is 530-538-7544. And then 530-538-7671. And the sheriff has also asked for your patience when you do get in there and call. Don't berate people. Don't be angry. These people are trying to do their very best to help you out. Okay, now we got Chris Street, but we seem to be having an audio issue. And Chris, can you hear me now? Are you there, Chris? Well, I don't know if Chris is there or not. Are you there, Chris? It's kind of an interesting scenario that we don't...
Can barely hear you, Paul.
Okay, well, trying to do the best I can on my end to...
Why don't you call me again?
Okay. As we get the screaming going on, we'll try another call here. We'll try and get this whole thing sorted out for you. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we've got... we're going to try and cue him back in because he's got some really big news that we all want to hear going forward, which I think is really important for everybody. So we're going to see if we can hear him and see him. Can you hear me now? Is it better? Can you hear me now? Obviously, he can't hear me now. Don't know what's going on. Very, very low, very high. Is that any better? Well... don't know what is going on with our sound. How's that? Is that any better?
Sound fine.
Is that better?
No, you went away.
How's that? Is that better? Okay, is that better? Is that better? How's that? No? Okay. Well, we're probably going to have to... cut it off, and if we can't, I'll try one more time and see what happens. If we can make the audio connection with Chris, I mean, this is again the people just don't want us to, I think, communicate on Agenda 21 Radio. So we'll try it one more time to see what happens here. Can you hear me now, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Third time's a charm.
No, went away.
Oh, you went away. It went away. That is really interesting. It went away. All right. So can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Test, test. Well, okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to probably... Chris is writing something. You can hear him just fine. Jumps at the first, then dies. So anyway, I have no idea what is causing that. Everything instrument-wise here is... Yep, we'll have to try it another time. Yep, okay, we'll try it another time. So anyway, so much for Chris. We're going to have to lose him here because we're not going to get anything. We'll have to work our little problems out, figuring out what's going on with these gremlins, per se, that we've got going on all across the board. All across the board. Anyway, so the issue that I was trying to bring up with Chris is that financially, what's going on with the state of California, and also, of course, the markets have been tanking like crazy. And yesterday's drop was just sort of an example of that. And again, what we were mentioning about, and I think we talked about it or touched upon it in the first of the show, is that you have some big issues going forward with the stock market as it's going to affect California. Because California is into Silicon Valley. And in the Silicon Valley situation, there's a lot of money that comes in for the state of California based on tax receipts. And this is now going to start going away because these tech stocks are starting to take it in the shoulders. Did I say shoulders? I meant the shorts, but, you know, we'll start at the shoulders and work down. Beating around the head and shoulders right now, and then all of a sudden it's going to get to the shorts. But this is the shorts part is going to come up probably in, as he was saying, in March. Okay, but events are happening quicker than March. This is sort of the takeaway. The original prediction was that by March there would be a substantial drop in cash flow to the state of California. You start to see it. Now, Chris is, based upon our conversation yesterday, which I thought would be more enlightening if he was to tell you in person, but is that this is now accelerating because of the as worldwide events are taking hold and markets and dynamics are changing. And, of course, China, the big China thing out there, everybody thinks California is going to be bailed out by China and all that. Of course, that's just not the case. That's not going to happen. So as a result, our markets here are actually going to be much more stable overall. But certain other markets that are keyed in with China, which is about, you know, China's been borrowing large sums of money on the market just to keep them in cash. People don't, that's not good. 2 weeks ago, we reported to you that China had borrowed $500 billion from Saudi Arabia just to meet its cash flow for a month. Now, what's wrong with that? China? You see what I'm saying? So something's not right in China. And we've all been saying that. There's been big problems going on in China economically. And because, you know, things have slowed down. The other issue is, where are they getting their oil from and their energy from? And how much is that costing them? You see, the situation for us is jobs are coming back to us because of low energy prices. And we're starting to become an exporter of oil again. And this has all been because of fracking. But as far as the technology stocks are concerned, no one's buying anymore. Their model isn't working anymore. And the world is wising up to it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Here on Agenda 21 Radio. So bringing you up to, update, 400 rockets fired from Gaza into Israel. This is something that has been going on. It says Congressman sues to stop algorithms. We checked that one out. Chief on the chop. We got that one. Kelly, it looks like he's out. Scorched cat survives, dogs in portable morgues. That's what we announced, of course. This is the fire business. I'm bouncing around here. And CNN sues White House for banning Acosta and Secret Service agent who took the pass. CBS News, new Mueller indictments as early as today. And this is what we got. New Mueller indictments expected as soon as Tuesday, CBS reports. It says new indictments for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in 2016 U.S. presidential election are expected as soon as Tuesday, CBS reports, citing multiple people with knowledge of the investigation. And right-wing author and conspiracy theorist Jerome Corsi told viewers of his YouTube live stream broadcast Monday that he'd been cooperating with the inquiry since receiving a subpoena from FBI agents at his home in August. He said he expects to be indicted by Mueller for some form or other of giving false information in the probe, despite doing everything he could to cooperate. Right. This is the way they play the game, of course. Corsi said that the possible charges arose related to Roger Stone, a friend and longtime Republican operative who was a Trump campaign advisor, and his ties to Russia and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Corsi's lawyer, David Gray, didn't immediately respond to a request for comment Monday night, but Mueller spokesman Peter Carr declined to comment. And any new indictments would come amid recent turmoil at the Justice Department. And Trump last week forced the resignation of Attorney General Jeff Sessions because he was unhappy with Sessions' early decision to recuse himself from the Mueller investigation. Congressional Democrats have called for Trump's choice of acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker to recuse himself from the Mueller probe. Writing in a letter to Justice's top ethics official that his past statements indicate a clear bias against him. See, how you like the way they flipped this all around, right? And that his relationship with a grand jury witness in the probe raises additional concerns about his ability to supervise the investigation independently and impartially. So have we heard about the indictments? Do we have those? I'm going to check on another source here in a second. Don't see it on the horizon. Corsi predicts he'll be charged. Perjury trap, squeezed to frame. Roger Stone target. Michael Cohen gives 80 hours of testimony. Not 50 as 80 as Hitherto reported. Clearly, Trump's former lawyer has a lot to get off his chest. This is Spectator USA. Spotted Michael Cohen on the train from Washington, D.C. to New York City last night. Trump's former lawyer was returning home after a day's trip to the nation's capital if he thought he could. Says, oh, so this is last night. A lot of interesting fellows around him. In the picture, it's kind of an interesting picture. This was the purpose. It says ABC News put up a brief storyline saying he was almost certain there to meet Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating the Trump campaign and Russia. It says this was the purpose of the visit. If not Mueller, then Mueller's staff. Though he was already on his way home by the time ABC News piece ran. No one could say what specifically he was talking to Mueller about. However, he brought his own lawyer along for the meeting. And was this the signing of the immunity agreement that the American media has long speculated could help bring down his old boss? Cockburn said, this is whoever this Cockburn guy is. They don't show. I love it when they just put a name in. Can't say, though he doesn't know that even though he does know that even before Mr. Cohen came to Washington, he had racked up 80 hours of discussions with various prosecutors, more than 50 hours than what was widely reported. Clearly, he has a lot to get off his chest. So the whiff of panic comes from the president's Android phone when he tweets about the man he once trusted, allegedly, to do his dirty work. If anyone is looking for a good lawyer, I strongly suggest that you don't retain the services of Michael Cohen. But what, if any of these allegations are proven, did the dirty work consist of? Cohen has already admitted to breaching campaign financing rules by paying hush money for porn actress Stormy Daniels, who claims she had an affair with Trump. Well, that's on him that he did that. He says he did not. He did this at the direction of the man who would shortly be elected president. The Wall Street Journal reported on how this was done, landed like a mortar bomb in the Rose Garden on Friday. The details are devastating. What can you do to help my campaign? The story has Trump asking David Pecker, publisher of the National Enquirer, and Pecker was, it's claimed, brought on board to help Cohen silence Stormy Daniels and another woman, a former Playboy bunny. I'm sorry, no bottle. Listen, you talk about dyslexia jumping in there. It's the word is model, and I put it bunny. Wait a minute. Called Karen McDougal. Trump asked Cohen, so what are we going to pay? $150? Cohen replies, yes, to the payment of $150. There are rumors, too, of Trump's mistresses paid to have abortions to keep quiet. See, this is where they get really tawdry and everything, and Cohen, and interesting folks around Michael Cohen, though, in the picture. Just saying. And you know how we get curious about these people. So, press. Trumpism taking a thumping. What is that about? 2020 doomsday scenario? Trump unloads on Macron. What is this? Okay, so Trumpism taking a thumping. Trumpism takes a thumping. Like beauty, defeat, it seems, is in the eyes of the beholder. In 2006, Republicans lost 31 seats in the House of Representatives, and George W. Bush called it a thumping. In 2010, Dems lost 64 seats, and Barack Obama called it a shellacking. 2018, Republicans lost, looks like, 37 seats, and Trump has called it near total victory. Who is he kidding? The man is delusional. By any measure, the results of the November 6 midterm elections are a triumph for Democrats and a huge setback for Donald Trump and Trumpisms. No spin, just the facts. Despite having to run in heavily GOP gerrymandered districts. What? In California, right? 53 seats, the most populous state, gerrymandered for Democrats. In addition, Democrats flipped at least 7 governorships, won back control of 7 state legislatures. Even in the Senate, it looks like Republicans will end up with at most 52 seats. We'll see. Well, it's more than they had before. Anyway, stay with us when I come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And also visit newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It says, she continues, you know, this is the Sarah Sanders thing. White House blasts grandstanding CNN for lawsuit demanding Acosta get back his press credentials. It's interesting the way this is all played out, because this is the, if you take a look at the video, They should have done, and they didn't do it. They should have charged Acosta. They really should have charged him. That's my opinion. They should have charged him because he you know, the term put hands on her basically he did. They're trying to say, I'm watching the video clip right now of this again, and she grabs the microphone, and he pushes her arm down. That's not appropriate. What he did there was not appropriate. And he was being rude. He was being really. He has no right to be rude like this. That's not freedom of the press. What he was doing, he was being very, very hostile, and he was not. He was being editorial. He was not reporting the news or looking for information. He was acting, I thought, in a threatening manner to the young lady, and that's totally unprofessional. And but now this is what we have. It says White House blasts grandstanding CNN for a lawsuit demanding Jim Acosta get back his press credentials after he was banned for clashing with female intern over press conference microphone. It says White House denied Acosta access last week and confiscated his hard pass after a heated press conference shouting match with the President Trump. And, then he goes on and continues. This is kind of an interesting, remember, this was the exchange that happened. And let's see if we got this playing anyway. We have it playing.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question. Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President,
that's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim. In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his
butt. Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly
You aren't the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly over the course
Okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, when you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President, over the course of the last several days of the campaign, sir.
Yeah, anyway, so that was that exchange with Acosta. Remember, after he pushes, and it's a forceful push away of the young lady. After he does that, he gets back up again and starts getting in the face of the president after somebody else starts to ask a question. The guy runs to this is the funny thing, as you look at this and listen to it, the one reporter, Jim is his name, he runs basically to Acosta's defense, and at the same time Acosta gets up and asks more rude. he gets ruder, which is not a good position for the defense here. The guy, and of course he does forcefully, it's very obvious he does. I called it at the time. I said, you don't touch women like that. You don't manhandle women like that. And he did. That's just my opinion. You can see it. And they slowed it down. You can see it's a very, very aggressive push down on the young lady, which should never have happened. He should have given it. He should have been more appropriate and not confrontational like that. He should have been. But he wasn't. And, of course, that's part of the problem. They're going over the tape again and again and again. So, anyway, he gets banned. He gets banned from the White House, and now they're suing. They're suing Sarah Huckabee Sanders. They're suing everybody, including the guy who served who demanded his credentials back on behalf of the president. So, and again, the network is being the network suit, which CNN filed, was filed by a team that includes former George Bush lawyer Ted Olson, and demands the immediate return of Acosta's credentials. And the White House fired back at CNN, one of President's favorite targets, for grandstanding. Acosta lost access to the building last Wednesday, hours after refusing to give up a microphone. So, anyway, it's not a pleasant thing. This is not a pleasant thing, unfortunately. And looks like Mr. Acosta and CNN. I think the president had a right to do that. But it's interesting the way they completely turn it around. Your lying eyes don't deceive you. It said network claims the revocation of his press pass violates the constitutional rights to freedom of the press and due process. And CNN said the suit demands the return of his credentials. The wrongful revocation of these credentials violates CNN's and Acosta's First Amendment right and freedom of the press. It says, now, the White House Press Secretary Sanders said in a statement that Acosta physically refused to surrender a White House microphone to an intern, and that appeared to be softer language than her earlier claim that he placed his hands on a young woman just trying to do her job. Well, in the phraseology of he did lay hands on her. His wrist is extended to his hand, and that was partially what the action was. It's pretty obvious, actually. But, you know, this is the twisting of all this stuff. You just, he made contact with her, and he forcefully pushed her arm away. Now, so let's, when you look at that, and say, oh, it's incidental contact. It was incidental. Minor, no. There's no incidental contact, especially when her arm was drugged down. I think they got every right to take it away just on that. You don't touch her. You just don't touch the woman. The bottom line, you don't touch the woman. And he touched her. He pushed her away twice. That's not appropriate. Absolutely not appropriate. So anyway, we got a lawsuit going on that one. Enough going on with the president, right? And all of his trials and tribulations that are facing him. Now that, as they say, elections have consequences, and they're just stepping up and doing all the things. Then, of course, Mueller's, after the midterms, Mueller's going after him. They're going to get going after impeachment of a non-charge, right? Says your congressman sues to stop. Okay, Florida recount chugs along as more irregularities surface. Voted by mail results. Latinos could turn Texas blue in 2020 if enthusiasm holds. And more races go to Dems. When we come back, we're going to talk about this. More races go to Dems. In this Kyrsten Sinema. Coming up to a break, it says, no, it wasn't a blue wave, but a week after the voting, Democrats are riding higher than they thought on election night. That's because there are more provisional ballots are coming in. I've warned everybody about the system that they have. Started in California, and it's all around the nation now. Anyway.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Okay, so how do they do it with the provisional ballots? I think it's probably a fair question to ask all these different things. And there's, when was this? Interesting. I had a discussion with some people about how this all takes place. In terms of the provisional ballots and what provisional ballots are and what they are not, right? Well, first of all, there's a number of different ways to scam the provisional ballot. First of all, you can get provisional ballots and mark the ballots the way you want them to be marked, okay? And these are not the ballots you get, mail-in ballots. They're not any of that. They're ballots that you fill out. If, in fact, you go to the polling places and they don't have your information for you that, oh, no, you don't get a ballot. You know, yeah, you signed up, you registered to vote, you're a registered voter, but you don't show up on the rolls. Now, in California, what they did is if you had any kind of contact with the DMV or anything like that, they automatically took you off the voter rolls unless you designated and came in and made sure you were not taken off the voter rolls by way of the DMV. Now, what has a DMV got to do with anything, right? You ask. But that's because they made it so that the DMV could be your area to register to vote. The Democrats did. Got to be voting, right? So, but in California, a lot of people showed up at the polls, didn't realize, yeah, we had something going on. We had to register, you know, vehicle registration or whatever, and the DMV just took us off. They took you out of the voter rolls. A lot of people don't like that. So they show up at the polling area, and they're going to vote. And they say, well, you're not even registered. Wait a minute, I am. I am who I am. So they give you a ballot. It's called a provisional ballot. It's not a real ballot. It's a provisional ballot. And the provisional ballot is then taken in with all the other, supposedly taken in with all the other ballots and taken into the county to be counted, right? Right now in California, you got 4.5 million ballots still to be counted as of 2 days ago. And today, of course, they had the holiday, so they didn't work. So that kind of counting is going on right now. So they know all the results of all the votes, right? Even though there's 4.5 million, that's a lot of That's why you see, ladies and gentlemen, it was pretty impossible for them to know what the determination really was going to be 90 minutes before Fox News, Chris Steyerwald, of course, going to be in the West. And they gave it to the Dems automatically. Thus, in my opinion, suppressing the vote, especially in heavily news-laden areas of Orange County, like Dana Rohrabacher's area. And then all of a sudden, just to make matters worse or better, and this is why they ran into the problem of having 140% voter turnout when they had greater than 100%. What? Because provisional ballots showed up in those districts. There were 11 districts in California in the last election cycle that had this problem. Now, that's a problem. So how do you get away from that problem of having these extra provisional ballots? Now, provisional ballots really don't get counted until the very end, or unless there's a close race. If there's a close race, they'll turn to the provisional ballots that came in and count them. So in other words, if you get a provisional ballot, the chances are no vote for you. And that's what happens. Your vote doesn't count. So in order to prevent that sort of thing from happening with the provisional ballot thing, you can see why this is so important right now, especially in Florida. But in California, too, because we still have races to be resolved. What they needed to do is pad the numbers of people that registered to vote, even though they might not vote. So in other words, if you have people that there's 100 people registered to vote, and all of a sudden when you vote and the results come in, oh, my God, 140 people voted. Oops. Something's wrong. Well, that's because there's 40 provisional ballots. Get it? They use provisional ballots. And those provisional ballots come from different places. And that's why it was so important that what happened in Florida a couple nights ago was two big truckloads of ballots showed up. And those ballots are now being tabulated. What? Against who? Well, against Scott, of course. Because in every one of these races where the provisional ballots are used, it's always a Democrat who wins. That's a phenomenon in California. And, of course, that was the problem in California, that they needed people to pad the numbers. So, in other words, they needed to get 140 people to be registered to vote. Get it? So they wouldn't have that discrepancy of 100. Oh, there was only 100, but you had 140. What's up with that? Get it? So they needed to bring in the illegal foreign nationals and give them driver's licenses. So that would automatically register them to vote. So no more worrying about padding those numbers. That discrepancy would go away. So they started using, these provisional ballots have been showing up all over the place here in California, of course. Because we have now more registered voters in 2018 than obviously in 2016. Plus those people that are older and they were losing their driver's license. Poor people that are more apt to go out and get, vote. Their vote was not showing up. They walk in, we're now being bumped to a provisional ballot, which if the race is close, they'd probably use it. But if the race is not close, they're not going to count your ballot. So your ballot doesn't count. No balloting for you. So what they did, though, in there's instances where we actually have people on videotape talking about how they precinct workers, how they were driving around from precinct to precinct in California with what in the trunk of their car? Provisional ballots. And how were they marked? Well, in the case of the 2016, they were marked for Hillary Clinton. Could that be the source of the 3 million voters in California who voted for Hillary Clinton that we didn't really have? Well, you can rest assured they fixed that problem here in California because they brought in more illegal voters to pad the ballots. I like the way we roll here, huh? That's what happened in Arizona. And that's what happens in Florida right now. You can see it watch. You can see it play. And, of course, in California, too, because 4.5 million ballots have not been counted. Yet they've called all the races. Voter fraud, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
This is Axios. Just a minute here. The Trump GOP 2020 doomsday scenario. Axios, of course, just loves Donald Trump. In private conversations after the midterms, many top Republicans and Democrats said that President Trump seemed to be heading into his 2020 re-election race in a relatively strong position. The big picture, they couldn't be more wrong. In fact, all the big trends are working against Trump and the GOP based on factors that are hiding in plain sight. Despite the conventional wisdom, many people around Trump and in the GOP leadership share this dim view. Here are three factors that could worry Trump and the GOP. The midterm results were actually a terrible leading indicator for him. Turns out that without Hillary atop the ticket, Midwest states like Wisconsin are tough for Trump, and southern states with rising Hispanic populations are slowly growing more Democratic. Long term, the GOP should be freaking out about this. The Trump and GOP face 2 years of public investigation, 2 years of probing, hell await. And the prolonged recovery is on borrowed time, and a recession could well hit at the worst possible time for Trump. In the thick of the presidential race, Well, we know that one's not going to happen. But anyway, it's brighter than we think, ladies and gentlemen. And stay strong, because we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.